T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are starting off hour number two with heavy hitter, my friend of the show, Chris Haynes, senior NBA insider for Yahoo Sports. You can find him on TNT, host of the Post Up podcast with Chris Haynes. My friend, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Are you getting a chance to breathe? Because my gosh, I don't know that there was a harder working man, maybe Damian Lillard, in this NBA season than you. You were all over the place and you were just in Vegas for Team USA. Are you getting a chance to catch your breath?
Yeah, I got after Vegas, I went back to Phoenix and covered game. What was that? Game 5. And then I didn't go to game 6. Kind of regretting that a little bit. I thought this series would go 7. And so I've been home since game 5. And so, yeah, I'm being able to get some rest before the draft.
Good. Yeah. No rest for the weary. That's like next week, isn't it? Jeez. We don't talk about the draft much here in Portland. Not much going on with the draft in Portland, but plenty going on with the Blazers. So you had a great piece with Damian Lillard when he was with Team USA. I kind of want to pick your brain a little bit more on just where things stand, in your opinion, between Dame and the Blazers. He's obviously in Tokyo right now. We know that Chauncey Billups, Neil O'Shea went down there to Vegas before he left. In your opinion, just How strained, I guess, are things between Dame and the Blazers, or is it sort of just everyone's put on notice by the urgency this offseason?
I think it's the latter of what you just said. I think for the first time, Damian is letting it be known publicly how he feels about the direction of the team. And, you know, there's been other times in years past Dame has voiced his frustration, but he's handled it internally. Mm. And, you know, him and Neil O'Shea have always had a good relationship as far as being able to communicate things of that nature. But, you know, it's at a point right now where, you know, I think everybody can see it now. This is a new direction he's taking, but where he feels like, you know, taking care of things behind the scenes is not getting it done. And people need to be held accountable, including himself. And so, you know, he's at a position right now where we've never heard him talk about how a roster is not up to par to win at a high level. And not win at a high level is getting to a playoff, first round, second round, championship. That's what he wants. That's what he's always wanted. Mm-hmm. And so now I think he's just applying pressure and trying to make sure that other people within the organization have the same goals that he has.
Which makes a lot of sense, because Dame has always been one of the realest players that I've ever covered. He's always told you exactly what he thinks, what he wants, and he's been very open. He wants a title. He wants it in Portland. He's envisioned it. And so we know that that's been a goal of his, and this is feeling like he's keeping people accountable. Now, earlier this week, Norman Powell made the expected move, right, to decline his player option with the Blazers. But we know that Neil O'Shea rolled out the red carpet as much as he could when Norm got here from Toronto in an effort to convince him to stay long term. What do you think it's going to come down to for Norm? Is it the money? Is it a fit? Is it a title? What do you think? Where does Norm's head at in this free agency period?
Well, I talked to him briefly, and him informing me that he's declining his option. But we didn't get into specifics on what he's looking for in free agency. But what I'll say is, like, obviously money is going to be up there. Mm. You know, this is a guy that this is a guy that wants to get paid. He's 28. He's had a hell of a season. And, you know, it's time to be compensated for that. So I wouldn't, you know, this is just me speculating. I don't think, you know, we're going to say winning's going to trump getting paid. I think it's time for him to, cash out. With that being said, you know, there's other suitors out there. And there are going to be teams out there, maybe like the Dallas Mavericks, who are going to take a hard look at him. You know, you have to wonder if position matters. You know, him playing his natural position at two matters, because if he resigns here, and they keep the roster intact, is what it sounds like they're trying to do, or the start lineup that is, then I think Norm has a decision to make. Is he okay? Is he comfortable playing three full time? So those are things that he's going to have to weigh. But I would definitely think that money is going to trump all other things.
Yeah, he deserves to get paid. He had a heck of a season, made an instant impact with the Blazers. He's been on a title team before, so that all makes sense. At some point, you want to be compensated for your hard work. I think everybody can appreciate that. Now, you mentioned your time in Vegas. So you were there covering Team USA. Obviously, a lot of the attention here in Portland went towards Dame and what was happening with the Blazers. But Team USA is now in Tokyo. We had opening ceremonies earlier today, in fact. And you were there for the two exhibition losses that Team USA took, which, you know, the entire basketball world was like, oh, it's chaos. They're not coming back from it. What's your take? How much, like, tell us what you learned about Team USA from Vegas and how it may impact their play or where they stand in Tokyo.
I really do think they're going to be okay. And the reason I say that is that, you know, yes, the world has caught up. This is not, you know, 15, 20 years ago when we were blowing these teams out by 80, 90 points. Not saying that that still won't happen, but look, the team they had at that point, they had 2.5 practices before they played those exhibition games. Those other teams have been practicing, I should say, for 2.5 weeks. Nigeria, I actually watched Nigeria practice in the Bay Area for a day. And they're looking good. They were looking good. And so, you know, they were just in sync. USA wasn't prepared. And I know we want to feel like we're just so much superior, where we can just throw out players out there with no preparation, no practice, no time to get continuity, and think they're going to go out there and blow the competition out. We're beyond those days.
Yeah.
Now, I do think, you know, practice time, these guys are ready. I think they'll go out there and they'll produce for us. And so I wasn't alarmed, but I think what those two exhibition losses showed me is that, yes, the rest of the world has caught up, but not at the degree that I think everybody's trying to make it out to be, like Team USA can't get it done without, you know. I think with the same proper practice time, practice session, continuity, I don't think it'd be a problem. And you have to equate to the fact that a lot of these teams, you know, especially Australia, Spain, they have a roster that they've been together for a while, you know, going on a decade. So they're used to playing with each other. So, you know, you just got to give Team USA some time.
So, Chris, you talked about, like, teams that we used to have, you know, Team USA's. I think of the Dream Team, obviously. I know a lot of people do, in terms of blowing other countries out. And, you know, watching enough documentaries and reading enough books, it was very obvious that the tension, competitive tension between Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, all of these legends led to them to kind of find a team groove. And it's almost as if there didn't have to be a really loud voice to lead everybody on the team. But I wonder, with this team, where you have two guys like Damian Lillard and Kevin Durant, who on their teams are the clear-cut leaders, who has the loudest voice in the room? Is it the players? Is it Popovich when it comes to either practice or in-game? Is there a guy whose voice kind of rises above everything when these kind of tense situations happen?
That's a good question. Off the top of my head, I'm just thinking about the roster. I don't really see a vocal leader. It's going to be Pop. And if you look at Pop's teams in San Antonio, he's that vocal leader as well for that team. And that's rare. That's rare. You usually have that one guy who's going to command the locker room with his voice and his presence. Team USA has leaders. Dame is a leader. KD in his regard, as far as, you know, he was kind of one of the main ones who were recruiting players. But that natural vocal leader, that's probably going to be Pop. I mean, who we got coming up there? You got Jrue Holiday. Mm-hmm. You got Chris Middleton and Devin Booker. So, yeah, you still – I can't think of a vocal guy. Not to necessarily think they're going to need that. You know, maybe if if they're still not finding their groove and they're struggling in Olympic play, maybe we'll see somebody. I got somebody. We're talking about vocal. How can we forget this guy? It's Draymond Green.
I was just thinking that. Yeah.
How can we forget him?
How could we?
There you go. That's the guy.
I don't know.
The number one vocal leader on that team.
But see, like, Draymond's pretty quiet, don't you think?
Oh, right. Yeah. See, like, I haven't seen that moment with Draymond on the court where, like, everybody, like, I mean, if you're on NBA Twitter, you remember that moment or that meme now where Draymond is in KD's ear and he's doing, like, the huge talk and KD's just kind of shaking his head like yeah. It's like I haven't seen that from him in games that I've watched and everything. I guess that's what kind of came up, but I mean it makes sense that Pop would be the vocal guy. That's kind of his natural role.
But also I don't think we would see any player kind of like let the teammate have it in an exhibition. You know what I mean? It's like they understand they only had 2.5 practice leading up to that point. And so you don't want to go off and start kind of, I wouldn't say going off on people, but you don't want to just show a sign of frustration. And then that's going to lead everybody to thinking like, oh, this team is in trouble. Like they're really concerned. Like, no, they understand what they're up against. They know they need time to gel. And so they don't want to get people to start overreacting.
I mean, that makes sense. We'll see it in action for the first time in Tokyo on Sunday at, wait for it, 5 a.m. Pacific. Chris, are you covering this stuff virtually like I am?
I think I'm going to be chilling for the most part. We got people at Yahoo out there and covering it. And so they're going to do a phenomenal job. I might peek in with some players from time to time and check in, but for the most part, I'm going to try to lay low.
I don't blame you. You worked hard this season, and we appreciate the time that you always make for us here on AJ and Dusty. Very, very grateful for it. But I hope more than that, you enjoy, 6 days until the draft. So I hope you can catch some rest, relaxation in that time, my friend. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much.
Nah, anytime, AJ. You take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.